Mayor Sherelle Parker will host a community town hall in Northeast Philadelphia tonight to offer support to residents impacted by Friday night's plane crash. Emergency responders and other city officials will be on hand to provide information about resources available to those still reeling from the crash, which left 7 people dead and 24 injured. The meeting will be held at Solis Cohen Elementary School at 7 tonight and will also be live streamed on the city's Facebook page. Super Bowl week has New Orleans packed with visitors, and even more people are expected to flood into town in the coming days. WHYY's Tom McDonald is on assignment in the Big Easy and is observing all the hoopla.
The Eagles and Chiefs have both been here before, but the distractions of the Super Bowl week are many, and in some cases, it's tough to concentrate on the game. Darius Slay of the Eagles admits the first time around he had too much fun before the big game, but this time around, he's focused.
I'm not trying to have fun. I'm mostly on a business trip. My first Super Bowl experience, I kind of had fun. You know what I'm saying? Not saying kind of had fun, but more like trying to enjoy what was going on. Now that I've been here twice, I'm just like, hey, I'm locked in. I'm dialed in. Even though I was dialed in during the game, but I'm more like I told my family, hey, I see y'all when I see y'all. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody coming to the hotel to hang out. I ain't got time for all that this time.
Jalen Hurts is ready to do his best to win.
I think the main message is just to go out there and focus and go out there and fight to finish. You know, there's been a lot of work put in to have these opportunities. And again, we just want to take advantage of it.
With media commitments and appearances ending, the team should finally be able to focus more on the game than on the circus surrounding it. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
In other sports news, Sixers meet the Heat at the Center tonight at 7:30, and the Flyers have the night off. The forecast, well, it could be tricky on the road overnight into the morning rush hour tomorrow. We're expecting the chance for freezing rain and icy conditions. Then later Thursday, precipitation should move out by early afternoon. This is WHYY.